Next question we're going to do is going to be Dolores, D-O-L-O-R-E-S, Galavez, G-A-L-A-V-I-Z, dated for 117. Ms. Galavez is being certified for hospice care today. This is a ...45-year-old woman currently at hospice with history of Parkinsonism, as well as musculoskeletal weakness, urinary tract infection recurrent, wheelchair-bound hypertension and hypothyroidism, period. Patient has severe dysphagia, change in mental status related to his Parkinsonism, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, has lost 15 pounds, episodes of delusion, severe dysphagia, decreased appetite, patient is married, lives with his wife, has a PPS score of 40%. Patient is semi-responsive, oriented to person only most of the time. Has a decubitus ulcer, stage 2, about the sacrum that's being treated, related to his protein, calorie, malnutrition, and decreased protein. Patient is only able to swallow liquids with thicket, T-H-I-C-K-I-T. Quite weak, quite debilitated. Did I say she's 85? I think I did. She's bed. Patient is bedbound, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. Requires turning every 2 hours to take the pressure off the sacral wound. The wound deemed to be a non-healable given her metabolic status. Patient has an FAST score of 6E. Has moderate pain, short of breath at all times, history of nausea, severe constipation requiring treatment, requires pain medication on a regular basis, overall prognosis remains poor. Patient continues with both cognitive and functional decline, continues to lose weight due to his end-stage Parkinsonism, high risk of aspiration with his dysphagia and recurrent urinary tract infection, period. He sleeps 16 hours a day. Overall prognosis remains poor, most likely has definitely less than 6 months to live. Thank you. And remains and is hospice appropriate. Thank you.